From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Two people arrested in Fortuna were packing some serious heat when police came upon them in a suspicious vehicle on Sunday. Happened on the 800 block of Main Street. The vehicle also had fake plates and wasn't registered. Plus, officers found 11 ounces of suspected meth packaged for sale. They seized an assault rifle and a stolen handgun. Under arrest facing a slew of charges, Janet Mallett and Danelle Campbell. They're behind bars in the Humboldt County Correctional Facility. A class action lawsuit has been filed in connection with the arrests of two licensed marijuana distributors based in Eureka. Barry and Brian Clayman were arrested in September when officers found more than $200,000 in cash and two loaded handguns in their pickup. Eventually, after about 6 hours of questioning, they were released without charges being filed. The pair also suing CHP to get back the money that was seized from them that day. Their recent suit aims to keep officers from seizing cash and other items from compliant marijuana businesses and handing them over to the federal government. A man described as a transient by authorities has been identified as the person found dead in a marshy area off 5th Street in Eureka on December 14th. Police say 29-year-old Michael Pohl was living in Eureka prior to his death. His cause of death has been determined as impact injuries due to being hit by a vehicle. Murder does not seem to be the likely cause of a man's death whose body was found last month in Mendocino County in a van. 58-year-old Edward Pinckney of Eureka was found dead, and detectives re-interviewed an original witness. It was previously thought that a suspect was seen fleeing from the scene into a private logging road. Well, the detective since clarified with the witness that no one was seen running down a logging road, and the man, whose leg was on fire, was last seen behind the van where the witness lost sight of him. Investigators now believe that the man was actually Pinckney and that he re-entered the van prior to his death. The decedent's cause of death still under investigation. However, investigators now believe homicide is not a likely scenario in the case. An autopsy scheduled for today following a deadly fire over the weekend in Mendocino County. Saturday night, personnel from Laytonville Volunteer Fire Department and CAL FIRE notified of a structure fire on the 48,000 block of North Highway 101 in Laytonville. Upon their arrival, the place was fully involved. Fire personnel were able to contain and cool down the fire, but it took a number of hours. Once they got inside the structure, they found the remains of a person. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.